This is Dr. Lee dictating follow-up progress note. Patient name Young, Young, Rosie, Rosie. Date of birth 8/18/1945. Place Future Care Charge Village. Date of service 12/13/2023. This is a follow-up visit. Tally visit done on 12/13/2023. Date of birth for this patient is 8/18/1945. 8/18/1945. This is 78-year-old female with known history of coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension. She was initially hospitalized Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center because of poor oral intake, nausea, vomiting, and ambulatory dysfunction. Patient was managed in the hospital. She was also noted to have UTI that was treated. Bacteremia was treated. She has a urinary retention. And also cognitive impairment and dementia, hypokalemia that was supplemented. After stabilization, the patient was sent to the subacute rehab. While at the rehab, the patient has been getting physical therapy. She's generalized weakness and ambulatory dysfunction. She also has a buttock ulcer and left heel ulcer and right lower extremity burn wound and left sacral wound. There was local skin care was done by the wound team, and she has been coming along okay. Today, when I saw the patient, she's feeling weak and tired, and she was reported by the nursing staff that she vomited once. And we have ordered IV fluid and imaging studies and lab, but patient refused IV fluid. I discussed with the patient, she is adamantly refusing IV line, and I discussed with the nurse to give her oral liquid, and I advised the nurse to stop metformin. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. And then to urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, but she's forgetful. On examination, patient is awake, alert, vitals, stable. Blood pressure, 138 over 60, pulse, 80, temperature 98.4, Fahrenheit, aspirin 18. Next line, patient is awake, lying in the bed, cooperative, she is forgetful. When I saw the patient, she denies any abdominal pain or vomiting. She had one episode of vomiting earlier. Breathing comfortable, no respiratory distress assessment. Number one, episode of vomiting, most likely gastritis. Next line versus GERD. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, pressure ulcers, sacral area, and right lower extremity and buttock ulcer. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, hypertension. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, cognitive impairment. Next line, history of CAD. Plan of care, I have ordered CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, and abdominal x-ray. Advise the nurse to start Reglan 5 mg TID before meal. And since patient is refusing IV fluid, I encourage the PO liquid and monitor her closely. This is the end of the education. Thank you.